Okay, I have a page in Finney's Wake. What's odd is that you gave us 101, 102, and 103, and we had done that. We didn't finish 103 before, but we've got two views of that, those pages. What do you make of that?
Good, good, good. We think it's wonderful. That's exactly what's happening, right? No, no, that's exactly what's happening here. You know,
here?
Two
right
views.
Here?
Right here, right here. That's
two conversations.
That's two conversations, and you have two points of view. One says King Charles III is the king, and the other one says, oh, no, 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 no. So that's the trouble. And that's the trouble.
Okay, well, let's see what pages you give today, and let's see if the queen is in the pages. The page today.
Well, troublesome it is. It's troublesome it is. So look at 262. Yep, 262. You may have to go back just a dot, but it's close.
You mean at the bottom?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, go to the bottom of 261. I think we got
that
far.
Who is he? Who is he? How much is he? Which is he? When is he? Where is he? How is he? What the
deacon
is
there? What are you talking about?
Oh,
no, no,
261.
Yeah, the bottom of it.
You mean the Anacept, four notes?
That's right.
Is he?
Anacept, the upright one. Not even cited him, Zirin. The very bottom, of 261.
Oh, yeah. Beside him, Zirin. Right there. Start there. Ainsoff. You mentioned Ainsoff in the private session.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll start there. We won't do the four notes at the bottom. Well, there's only number four is the only one. Okay, and we'll go for a while. So let's see what that is. Okay. Welcome, Reading Finney's Wake Facebook Forum. This is Ion and Bob once again with the 41st episode. Will become the 41st page of the Repagination of Finnegan's Wake. So we're starting at the bottom of 261, the paragraph about nine lines from the bottom, if you don't count the little issy notes.
Wait, hold on. Yes, we do. On this particular one, on the side, it's dig him in the rubbish, ungodly, old Audrey Cromwell, bees waxing the convulsion box. Do that part.
Okay, so we'll do the middle column first. So it begins with Ainsoff, which actually in our private session tonight we found out that EIN-SOF is the one of the two sea peoples that invaded a couple thousand years ago, and they were ET people, civilizations, and they stirred up wherever they invaded on Earth. And you have footnote three coming after that, which is group name for grape juice. Now that's the name of Snorr's blog. He wrote on me and McLuhan in his new book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, group name for grape juice. So, but back up. Ainsoff, this upright one, with that naughty beside him, Zerowin. Well, that's me and Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
To see in his horoscope.
We were just going to note that you all are well famous and known as the world's tallest midgets.
Yeah. To see in his horoscope, he is mercurials and salts of sulfur. Terror of the noon struck by day, cryptogam of each nightly bridable. But to speak broken heaven talk, is he? Who is he? Whose is he? Why is he? How much is he? Which is he? When is he? Where is he? The footnote four, which says, Bing said her burglar's head, Sadapachi. And then up on the left, just above Ainsoff, it says, ungodly old Ardry. Cronwall, beeswaxing the convulsion box. Then in the right column, it says Constitution of the Constitutionable as Constitutional. So we go over to page 262.
Now, hold on. Let's get that cleaned up. First of all, you got Cromwell, the Church of England, beeswaxing a coffin, a convulsion box. And now you have problems with the constitutionality of the Constitution of the Constitutionable as Constitutional. That's what's going on with your English kerfuffle. Is that the way
you
say it?
Yeah, King Charles III.
Correct. And now, you got down to here, they're trying to figure out what is he, where is he, how much is he, how did he get here? Somebody has broken heaven talk. Broken. And
yeah, all these questions now. I don't know if you could say every king came in without these questions, or every queen, but...
Edward didn't. And he walked away from it. Edward didn't get all those questions, and he walked away. He said, bye. He said, see y'all. He said, see y'all. Have a happy life.
No, Richard II, the mean king, he might have some few questions when he took over. But the point is, there are these questions.
King James.
Rarely.
King James was just barely out of puberty when he got screwed over. So, you know, things happen.
Okay. But these kind of questions are happening with King Charles, so that's appropriate. So it says, how is he? And what the Deccans or Deccans is there about him anyway, the decent man? Easy, calm your haste. That's what the cat told me the other night. Told me, stop scurrying. Mm-hmm. Easy, calm your haste. Approach to lead our passage. The bridge is upper. London Bridge, eh?
Whoa. No. That can't be right. No. Back it up. You're not reading that right, Bob. The London Bridge is down. Didn't you see the BDC? The London Bridge is down. They've got this all wrong. That's just saying that the bridge is upper. Cross. Go ahead.
What? Yeah, correct. This bridge is upper. What's that mean, upper?
London Bridge is up. It's not down.
Well, they said it was down.
Well, that's why the Finnegan's Wake begs to differ for pagination purposes. Apparently, the song was right.
Right. This bridge is upper. Cross.
Cross. You know what? Wait. Do you know what the song that was correct is?
Nope.
God save the queen. She is.
This bridge is upper. Cross. Thus come to castle. Knock. A password, thanks. Yes, purse. Well, I'll be dumbed. Oh, really? Who caved in earthwhite? No. Who caved in earthwhite at first crack of thunder?
see how this goes? If you're going to see what's going on, you got to go to the castle. You got to knock with a password to get in because there's things going on that you can't see. And it's like, well, I'll be fucked. Oh, that's it. Dumb fuck. Yeah, okay, that works. Now you're looking at here at earthwhite. Go ahead. We're going to have to pick this apart a little bit because there's a lot of fly butters coming forth, Bob.
Yes. Who caved in earthwhite at first crack of thunder? Well, who? We'll all be dumb, though. Really? Who could be? Not a question. Who? Somebody caved in earthwhite at first crack of thunder when shoe his flutterby was netted and named. Erna Kresha, require stress, wake him, and let luck's pure splutter all Lucy at ease. To house his wise fool ages builded, thou big eat. Stapling to tether to, stepping stone to mount by, is the boots at Pickardstown, and that skim out steed still in the ground loft van, is overall.
Uh oh. See, they're starting to plot. They're plotting to plot some of the Gnostic gospels now. It sets this into a thing that these things that are you're seeing, to house as wise fool ages beguiled. Builded but it's beguiled. So you know now that something's fixing to eat.
Where's that line about beguiled? I don't see that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Build it. Age is builded, but it's actually beguiled. It's like, this is a fool age. From
right.
Pure.
And then you have the gnosis.
All.
You have Gnosticism on the side there. But, so to carry on, stay point to tether to, well, to houses, wise fool age is beguiled. So big eat. Stapling to tether to, stepping stone to mount by, is the boots at Pickardstown. And that skim elk steed still in the ground.
Pickardstown? Oh my God, Pickardstown. I think that rhymes with Sandringham. Pickardstown at boots. Oh my Lord, they just tell everything. You can't trust it. This Joyce just tells everything.
All right. And that skim elk steed still in the ground, La Femme, is over all. Or be these wings that lean to the outwalls, beast skin trophies of booth of bars, the balsam boards, burials be
Balmoral. Yeah, where they got all the things on the wall. That's right. Okay. So it's a little confusing, but as over all, they were at Balmoral, and then they went to the Stepping Stone at Sandringham. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Burials be bali raised. So let Bacchus call in. Where? The babbards fly the pen. The bibbers drang the den. The paplicom, the publicam, he's turning 10 for 10. From
Seldomers, okay,
that
monk. Whoa. Slow down. So this tells you like that little scope of thing. They're trying to bury somebody. I can't imagine who, Bob, who they're trying to bury. And they're trying to, they're getting to have a little ballyhoo, and there's a bit of a raucousy baucus with it because they don't know which end is their end. They don't know which end they're in. Mm-hmm. Where are they? Balmoral? No. Buckingham? No. St. James? No. And then they start talking, and then they take the babber takes his pen and makes himself king.
Yeah. So on the left, well, going back to the top on the right, probable possible prolegomena to idea real history.
Idea real history. So it's idyllic. So they're basically having a capacity to make their own history.
Mm-hmm. Then over on the left, it says, swing the banjo, bantams, bounce the ball is blown to fook. Then below that, on the left, it says, the sight near left me eyes when I seen her patounce otay its pot.
I've seen her. So there's a female involved here now, Bob. It's pretty high up the food chain, apparently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The sight near left my eyes when I seen her put thumps so tay its pot. And just below that, Courtin' Woods. Mm-hmm. And then on the right, capital letters, gnosis of pre-create determination. Diagnosis of post-create determinism. The pre-create determination.
So one side, things are a certain way. That's the Gnostic side. They're a certain way that's been already predetermined. Then the agnostic means that you can make it up as you want it to go. So you get to determine how this story goes. That's a pretty good, fun thing. But if you can, especially if you can get tickets to the tail waggers.
Yes, so that's over on the left. Tickets for the tail waggers terrier puppy raffle. Tickets for the tail waggers terrier puppy raffle.
They're going to sell changes. They're going to sell changes to who actually becomes the king. How fabulous. Bob, you should apply. Get you a ticket. It'd be good.
Okay, so that brings us down to footnote 1, which comes after knock on line 6 at the top. not. Yeah. So footnote one says, Yusuf Smirt and ye merman answerers from his beeline place below the tight mark. Got a elf?
Oh, that's where the dead people were, apparently. Are the dead beeswaxed babies.
Yusuf Smirt and ye merman answerers from his beeline place below the tight mark. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go to hell. Footnote two, which is line 10. Oh, really? Footnote two. Oh, evil, cool in the sog and east out dozy pits, what a drowser. Oh, evil, cool in the sog and east out dozy pits, what a drowser.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, dowser?
Dowser. Like a dowser that you would find underneath.
Okay. So then line 12, at first crack of thunder, footnote 3, you're down the bottom, a good red croven in a tin-walled tub.
They got rid of the crown ink and they chunked it in the bucket. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Not bad, Bob. You're getting good at this.
Right. So, 10, 11, 12, 13. Line 14. Was netted and named. So, Wen Shu, his flutterby, was netted and named. So then down below it says, Appia Mataram, Luna Legit Librium, Pula Petit Pasqua.
Uh-oh. That's... They want to know the right bloodline, the correct bloodline. See, there's been a little miscegenation, apparently, in this kerfuffle. But now they're starting to ask the right questions with the fly butters. Better get the right air.
Right, so then line 16. And let Lux Pure Splutter Owl Lucy at ease. Five. And it says, and after din to shoot the shades. You've been talking about the shades covering up my scene for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And after din, the din to shoot
the shades.
Well,
that's Dean. D-I-N is Dean.
Dean.
And after din
to
shoot the shades.
Shoot the shades. Mm-hmm. Need cover.
That's Carolyn.
Shade.
Carolyn there.
Shade. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that was 10, 12, 14, 16. So line 18, it just says, Sow Big Eat, footnote 6, says, Blistered Mary Aikenhead to Beautified Tummy Tullbot. Who would that be? Is that Megan and Harry?
Yeah.
Blistered
Tummy Tullbot.
Yeah, that fits. So then, what was that? 10, 14, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, line, well, the sentence from 20, do it just a second. So, footnote 7 starts in line 24. Or be these wing sets lean to the outwalls, beast skin trophies of booth of bars of balsam boards. That's a question. Or be these wing sets lean to the outwalls, beast skin trophies of booth of bars of balsam boards? Footnote 7. Beg. Now, you said that's Balmoral. So, beg,
yes.
To go the beggy, to go to beg, and to be sure to remind her beggy, good beg, buggy, beggy. Got a begging going on.
Now, beg, no. Be sure the reminder is, why is everybody still at Balmoral?
Say it again? Why?
Why is everyone still at Balmoral?
Oh, yeah, right. Beggy, to go to the beggy, to go to beggy, tell them to go someplace. to go to begging, to be sure to remind her, Buggy. Goodbye, good beg, Buggy, Beggy. They didn't go.
Right.
Burials be buzzed. See, the burial is questionable. Burials be belly erased. So let Bacchus and Colum in. Where? Where are you going to bury the non-variable? The babbers ply the pen. The bibbers drang the din. The paplicon, the publican, he's turning tin for tin. So that's pretty obvious. A little bit of confusion there. And then you got tickets for the Tail Waggers Terry Pupper Raffle. That's the Charles Salon his scene. Need the cash. From seldomers that most frequent him. Seldomers, they don't frequent him.
Seldomers. Right, they should. He is the right line to the throne, isn't he? Question mark, wink, wink. Or at least Joy thought that way. But now, he was taking the strong drink very often, so you can't get too carried away with this. Go ahead.
That same fierce, crafty hakemouth, which under the assumed name of Ignotus Liquor, a foggy old harangued belly-hooting fish drunks on their favorite stamping ground. From a Father Theobalder Brake.
What? Theobalder Brake. Go read that again. You did pretty good. Seldomers, they freaking him. Okay, we got that. Now, go ahead.
That same Earth's crafty hakemouse, which under the assumed name of Ignotus Lucker, a foggy old harangued belly-hooting fish drunks on their favorite stamping ground, from a Father Theobalder Brake.
Aha. There is a problem with the paterfamilias, or the heir not apparent.
And Egyptus, the incense strobed, as Cyrus heard of him.
What? A bastard? What? No, they wouldn't have a bastard in the house, would they?
Well, what about Egyptus? Would that be Herod, the guy who was driving with Lady
Diana?
That's Dodi.
Oh, okay. Paez. No.
He wasn't Egyptian.
No. No, but Lady Diana's Lady Diana's ginger horse trainer was
right. The incense strobe, as Cyrus heard of him. And Major A. Shaw so it's questions here. And Egyptus, the incense strobe, as Cyrus heard of him. And Major A. Shaw, after he got the minor smallpox.
Now you get into the Shaw. That's when you're going to bring in the Fayez and Herods and all that cuckoo.
Well, here's an obscurity for you. Guess who died the same day as Queen Elizabeth and LaRouche, September 8th? Bernard Shaw, the original host of CNN.
Mm-hmm. Original.
It's right here, Major A. Shaw, after he got the minor smallpox. And old white man self, that's me. The blighty, blotchy, beyond the base, hope of Ostrogothic and automatic faith converters, despair, pandemics, post-war, and plastic surgeons.
Now you're bringing it all back into it, all that's going on. There must be a new smallpox about. Because apparently the Shaw got killed as well. And this one's going to be a little different from a blighty, blotchy, beyond the base hope for Ostrogothic and automatic faith converters. So now you're getting into this wartime plastic surgeon. Pandemic. In the wartime, that has to do with what you call the monkeypox.
Yeah, which was earlier, smallpox. An old white man stuff.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about monkeypox now.
But the way it goes. And Major Shaw and Egyptus, so they're listening to people, and Egyptus, the incense robe, as Cyrus heard of him, and Major A. Shaw, after he got the minor smell packs, and old white man self, the blighty blotchy, beyond the bays, hope of Ostrogothic, automatic faith converters, despair, pandemias, post-war and plastic surgeons? But his was all so long ago. Aha! The Stuart line.
Yes. And not Okay, everybody, not Marge Stewart, although she's really important, but it was not Marge Stewart, Marshall McLuhan's secretary. Not that line. Okay, go ahead. Just to be clear, because, see, these are people who enjoy this, Bob. They're learned studiers of the words. So we didn't want to mix them up and send them off in some LaRouchean, lambasted, Lapine.
By a Mary Louise cloaker.
Vis-a-vis Mary Louise. Vis-a-vis Mary Louise. That's it. Good.
It was all so long ago. And then it gives a couple of timelines or lineages. Hispano-Cathay and Euxine. Castilian, Emiratic, Hebridean. Hispano-Cymric, Helleniki. And then it says, without a question mark, kind of comes to an answer, Rolf the Ganger, Ruff the Gangster, not her feature alike and the face the same. Then it becomes one.
Not a feature, they're both brothers, but they sure did come from the same, same good mother, but not the same paterfamilias. Ruff the Ganger.
Yeah, Harry and William. Rolf the Ganger, Ruff the Gangster, not a feature alike and the face the same. Now, the next line is McLuhan's main theme from Finnegan's Wake. It's pretty well that makes a short list of his three favorite lines. Pastimes are past times. That whole cyclical of previous environments become art forms when a new environment sneaks up on you. So, when TV happened in the 50s, movies became an art form. So, pastimes, movies, are pastimes that become categorical, archetypal, as pastimes, as if they were separate from now. And look, now let bygones be begun.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, the now, trying to cancel out the pastime. Now let bygones be begun.
So the book becomes a screenplay, becomes a movie, becomes a TV show, becomes a rerun, becomes a new book, a new version of Murder, She Wrote.
Mm-hmm. And then a blog.
And then a blogger. And then a TikTok.
Yes. This is, you find it, TikTok, and a very important bunch of sentences here. It's going to end up with the word archetype, which we're talking about. The art form becomes archetype. So, now let bygones be begun. Sail at ease, Eret, in this workin' worden, Minaborna, and a dilled need olderwise, since primo made altar in Garden of Edom. Just going back to the beginning. The tasks above are as the flask below. That's Hermes Trismegistus.
What's bound on earth is bound in heaven, and likewise. Go ahead.
Yeah, Hermes. The tasks above are as the flask below. There's the drinking aspect. Saith the emerald canticle of Hermes, and all's lost and pleased her, are we told, on excellent ink bottle authority. There's that old printing press.
No. That's where the king signed himself up as the king. He wasn't the king.
But that's medieval. That's feudal.
Well, that's where you're going. But we said that since itch.
So this is not going back from the printing press. On excellent ink bottle authority, solar systemized, serial cosmically, in a more and more almightily expanding universe, under one, there is rhymeless reason to believe, original sun, securely judges more terrestrial.
Stop. Oh, damn. So now you have problems with authority and who signs themselves up to be in charge of Bob's solar government.
Right. Yes.
And there's now the kingdom has no end from the Almighty. The universe is under one. And that used to be Crown Inc. But now there is a rhymeless reason to believe that this is the original sun.
Yeah, S-O-N.
And so, yes. And now here's the problem. They announced, and if anybody knows it's September 11th, and it's they keep saying that this is the last day for Queen Elizabeth II's casket to be at Balmoral. And then they say her casket is being moved into Holly Robin Robber Dobber. They're gonna take her casket, will tour Scotland. They never say her body, they never say her majesty, they never say the dead lady. They say her casket's gonna be taken here and it's gonna lay here. Then her casket's gonna be at Westminster and then for 3 or 4 days. And then somehow, miraculously, they're gonna dig up Prince Philip from the ground, apparently, and they're gonna put them together so they can be together for eternity. Now, if you listen really closely what they say, not what they do, what they say, all of a sudden it becomes very pathologically logical.
They will orb terrestrial in the solar government.
Oh, wait. No. Okay, but wait. No, it's worse than that, or better than that. Here you go. While you're looking for the archetypal Hermes level of degree, you have to be careful, because what you know, when the people line up to walk by the casket, the Queen of England's casket, because it will be her casket, that's her casket, what's going to be on top? It's going to be her, the orb. Remember the very important orb?
Yeah, yeah.
And the scepter. And then they're even going to clean them. They're going to have a time to clean the jewels,
yeah,
the crown jewels, the orb terrestrial, which sets this level of power into a monarch.
A what? Monarch?
Monarch. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, felicitous culpability. There's the guilt. Sweet bed says to you for an archetype. Or archetype.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The curse. It ends with a curse. And right to the left of it says, heresy in paradise lost. Heresy in paradox lost. Right,
paradox,
a lot on this
look.
Page.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm going to go up to the top now, see the comments. You mentioned the solar government. The first remark on line 7 is Mars speaking. Solar world. Mars. Then you go down on the left, it says Smith, no home. Who has no home? But Harry?
Mm-hmm. He's not part of the system anymore.
Right. And a little down further, non-quad said quit. We'll have our lurking scholars tell us what that means when we open the phone lines. And then at the very bottom, opposite of felicitous culpability, sweet bad says to you for an archetype. What people do to become remembered. Become made static and turned into a monument. Here is say in paradox lust. So back up on line 5 and 6 from our father Theobalder Brake, footnote 1, you down the bottom, it says Huntler and Pumer's animal alphabites, the alphabet, the original sun. Huntler and Pumer's animal alphabites, the first in the world from AAB to zoo. That's the whole visual space hierarchy that the Queen represents.
That's exactly right. However, and a pedigree, however borrowed. A pedigree, however borrowed.
Huntler and Pumer's animal alphabites, the first in the world from Abe to zoo. Very clever. Then, line 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, line 16. Talking about the two sons, not a feature alike and the face the same. Footnote 2. We don't hear the booming cursoris. We won't fear the fletches of fightning. See, they're talking about the fighting that's going on behind the scenes when William and Harry get together.
No, it's not behind the scene. They hadn't spoke for 2 fucking years because Meghan Markle said that the Queen said she had a nigra baby. And it was 2 niggers. Is what she says in her. No, that's not true. We have to see what Oakley Winfrey quoted. That's how you got to figure it all out. Because of course Oakley's going to be your conscience through this whole conversation. Obviously, but you don't hear him cussing no more. You see him walking hand in hand, going out of the castle, Windsor Castle, cuddling like they was long lost lovers, all of them. They could have a quadruple any day now.
Yeah, we don't hear the booming curse of worries, the cursing in the background. We won't fear the fletches of fightening. We float the Mediterranean and come back to the isle we love in space. Punt!
And then we
punt. What do you mean when you punt? You fuck punt. Up, right, when you punt.
You give it up. My God, I've lost my mind. I left the throne. I went away from my lineage. I married somebody that's all right, but they're not that all right. Now I'm living in squalor. I only have a couple of million dollars off of my wife's bad blog. I only have a couple of million dollars off my wife's bad blog, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll sell a book giving all the secrets to tell them where all of the mistletoe oil goes when they need it. That's how we'll solve it.
All the stuff that should be bygone. Pastimes, you're coming into footnote 3, and it says pastimes are past times. So he's going to write about pastimes. Not let bygones be begun. Sail eddies, Eric, in this working weird mind born, and it will need older wise since primal made altar in Garden of Edom. And down below it says, and this once golden bee is Simidoro. This once golden bee. Family. Golden family. So then you come down to the fourth line from the bottom. Securely judges orb terrestrial. Now, that's solar government is also every human being electrified and traveling through TV, radio, telephone, smart media, all that stuff. You're orbiting as a super angel. Discarnate, McClellan said on page 292. Securely judges, and everybody's judging this whole process. HCE, here comes everybody, judging. Securely judges orb terrestrial. Hod certo ergo. Our scholars will tell us what that means. But, oh, felicitous culpability, sweet bad says to you for an archetype. So you come down, and what's it say? And he was a gay Lutherius anyway. I'm talking about Andrew here. And he was a gay Lutherius anyway, Cinnabild. You can tell by their extraordinary clothes.
Cinnabild, was he noble? Was he nobled? Was he noble? Did sin make him a noble? Mm-hmm. That's the question du jour. We should cut off there, but we can't, Bob. We got to hurry and do a little bit more because this is getting to the best part because you got to see what's happening to your dichotomy of the economy of the economy. Hurry.
Yeah, now would this be sin nobled? Is that the werewolf problem?
Don't talk about that.
Okay. And he was a gay Lutherius anyway, sin nobled. You can tell by their extraordinary clothes. So we turn over to the next page, and on the right it says, Archaic Xylotypia and the Odium Telelogicum. Archaic Xylotypia.
The obvious.
And the Odium Telelogicum? The obvious, you're saying?
Yeah, the obvious choice. Logical child from an archetype to a zealotype.
All right. So, honor commercio's energy, yet aid the leading crowd.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Why are they bringing electric cars in this mess now? How is there room for electric cars? Won't let you plug them in no more. Okay. Go ahead.
Linkless. The plurible with everybody and X with pals. This Ernst of all subs ill holiday of roaring month with his two lunar eclipses and his three saturnine settings.
Oh. Now, wait now. They're saying that Nostradamus would say the stars have aligned. You see, the planets are doing their thing. The double eclipses. And now you're going to have, go ahead. That's enough of that because you get the Ernst of all subs, right? The holiday?
Yeah.
This is the holiday, September 11th.
That's coming up here on the page?
It's today. It's what it's talking about right there. This Ernst of Alsace, Al Holiday.
Holiday.
That roaring month when everything was screaming and crying and the two lunar eclipses, the two towers. And then yeah, the flamunculum. There's
a good description of it. Flamunculum flaminillorum. We seek the blessed one, the harbor of common inheritance. Even Canaan the hateful, ever going, ever coming, between a stare and a soft. Fossilization, all branches. Wherefore Petra, wherefore Petra, this Peter's daughter, for fuck's sake. Wherefore Petra swear unto Uma by the mortal's frost, and Alma swear unto Petra on my veiny life. I don't know, does that come out of that September 9th, September 11th stuff?
This comes in, that finishes it. It talks about the problem with the economy now, what people are swearing an oath or an allegiance to this new solar government. It's not the old solar government. So now we have a solarless government.
Yeah.
It's an unsolar government. And this is, you're going to swear to it. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Peter Beter, go ahead. Yeah, Dr. Peter Beter, who searched for gold all through the 80s on behalf of Queen Elizabeth II and her agent, Dr. Sims Hilditch. That was his last name. Forget his first name. Hugh Sims Hilditch. Hugh Sims, S-I-M-S, hyphen Hilditch, H-I-L-D-I-T-C-H. That's a person that would have met Petra, Dr. Beter's youngest daughter at the time. So that's pretty insider by Joyce. Joyce in, insiderness, Nostradamic. Okay, so let's see, how are we doing? All right, we have time for the scholars.
No, that's a good place to stop right there, just to on my veiny life. That's a good place, because we went a little further, but it was just too juicy, and there's so much going on, so it's a big day. So fasten your seatbelts, y'all.
Yeah, and Beter, Dr. Beter, he's the expert on the battle between the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the Bolsheviks, and that's what we've been seeing until the climax on July 5th.
The climax and fall of Crown Inc.
Yes, and they come from Prussia. They're right in the mix of the Bolsheviks, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, the Crown. It was the interval, the resonant interval, economically. So we open up the unmute people.
All participants are now unmuted.
Hey, will you hear from anybody right off?
Sorry for the short stack. Go ahead.
Hello?
So Jack wants to say something.
Yeah. So I want to understand.
We're talking about Phineas Wake. You understand that, Jack?
Oh, no, I don't have any questions.
You never understand what we're doing the second time you've done this.
We called on you earlier, and we played your basketball coaching tip live for everybody. It was great. Bob saved it. It was great. It was perfect. It was perfect. It was very topical. Right before this, day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's too late.
So you have nothing to say about the Phineas Wake, okay.
Okay, we only have 10 minutes, Bob. Let's go.
I think we got Bert coming in. Bert, you got to have something to say. Unmuting?
Muting, Bob.
Yeah, there he is. Go ahead, Bert.
Yeah, Bob, in Ion, on the bottom of page 261, terror of the moon struck by a day, cryptogram of each nightly bridable.
Yeah?
Can you explain that, Ion?
Didn't we?
My notes are a little crossed up because this is across what we did on May 21st, so maybe you did. But yeah, I had it outlined. Okay. But then
that applies. Now go to your next part, because that's what you want to answer. Where are you now?
The next sentence.
Okay.
But to speak broken heaven talk is he.
Mm-hmm. Easy. This is Izzy. This is trying to figure out. This is how that this the king or the crown or the king and queen of England, they have in charge. They are the head of the Church of England. the Presbyterian position of nobility, that's how Joyce would say it, nobility, that comes from nobility, as a noble. Now, here we got this one with the broken heaven talk that's bridable, that they don't know who it is. So you have a new noble that no one knows who it is. Well, who is he? Whose is he? Why is he? How much is he? Which is he?
Which is he?
How is he the queen of the fucking England when all the deacons in there are about him? Anyway, a decent man, calm your haste, don't get mad, approach to lead our passage. The bridge is up. He's not the goddamn king.
Yeah, they can't cross. The bridge is up.
Nobody
probable,
know
possible, prolegomena to ideal history. In other words, a fantasy.
Hysterectomy. So it couldn't be because there was a hysterectomy?
I think so.
But see, it wouldn't matter. But they're the ones who made... 60 years ago, made a damn password to work all these bill of particulars out. If they hadn't made a password, you remember Betty White used to dream of password, her and Alan and all that, it was really good. And he says, yes, please, we'll all be dumbed. Oh, really? You'll be outed and we'll be exposed? And you're going to go have the corn walls, the earth right with this cracking thunder of shoe fly butter me? Net my name? Oh, good. We're glad. Let's get Rapunzel. That's all we need to make this a perfect little platitude is a little dinner dance with Rapunzel herself. But Lucy will be at ease. Don't worry about this. It's going to be all right. It's going to be fun. See, Bert, what you bring into the party, we can do this whole thing all over again. It's fun. Well, you're intimating the difference between different capacities. These capillaries run all through the body, but they don't all run all your blood pressure instantly. You see? That's what you were seeing in the picture, well, that picture with the person who shook Truss's hand to form a government in their stead was all bloodied up, that the fingertips were just white as cotton without gloves. There's a circulation issue for that, you see. But you can't be that well and that smiling and that jiggy and that dressed and that warm summer day in Scotland with a raging fire and in a room that's not at Balmoral. There's no paper in that castle that's that color. It looks like something out of Ashley Brooks's boudoir. So that's another conversation. Anyway, it just doesn't all hold the big
event.
Hey,
Bert,
and that's
there's a lot
today.
Of pictures
now,
of Queen Elizabeth, you know, in her first 20 years, young, dreamy pictures. Now, think of that. She doesn't find out about her fate till she's 26. I think she's already married. And for 25 years, she has no preparation to be a queen. No inkling. She's not even in the lineup. Then all of a sudden,
Charlotte would be better. It'd be like making Tamara telling Charlotte that she's the queen.
Yeah. Or telling Bert he's the queen. Not the king, the queen.
Oh, okay. That would be a shock.
Yeah. It's going to be a shock. Yeah, you can know that. Yeah, it's going to be a shock. There ain't no contest there yet.
No, really, there's a shock. Yeah. So this person who is talking about not you become successful if you don't try. She didn't try to do anything. All of a sudden she becomes the queen, and then she's the longest queen in history. And she didn't even have an idea what happened. See, that's pretty incredible. It's the joke of reality on people. Reality's always joking with people. Oh, you think you run the world? Well, here it is, Bob. It came true, Bob.
And Bob, Bob, now you can do what you want to, but don't sit in Grandmama's chair. That's Victoria's chair.
That's right. Do not go to that chair.
You can sit anywhere else you want to, but you don't sit in Grandmama's chair. That's just to get this cleared up right now.
Okay, so any other thoughts, people?
That's at Balmoral, by the way.
Yeah. At the end of 264, I don't know if you quite covered that when you went through 264 at the end there, Bob, but we seek the Blessed One, the Harborer come inheritance, even Canaan the hateful.
The correct heir to the throne to inherit. You know, the king of the quote king of England said that he has the understanding that he was seeking the Blessed One, and he appreciates being in a harbored position, basically having to wait longer than any other monarch to get an inheritance. He waited as long as she was queen to get an inheritance. And now we're coming to find out that the inheritance, and that's when Charles, when he was making his little speech, he was so thankful for this new gift that he had inherited, his inheritance. And it was even from Canaan the hateful. Even Canaan the hateful. Canaan's land, the hateful. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be going soon. We're going to be a coming, and we're going to be leaving, and we're going to stare, and they're going to have a thing, and the old fossils are going to bring out all their branches, and this is going to get ugly, and we're going to have a problem here.
Dr. B is going to show up,
and it's going to be set, it's going to be sealed. It's going to be sealed on my veiny life.
And you know, the queen told JW, whose voice we're hearing sort of here, said, that Dr. Peter, kind of a con man. Wasn't that what she said about him?
Mm-hmm.
Tried to con me, I think she said. He tried to con me.
Well, to take advantage of her generosity.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but remember, I saw a headline, King Charles, the oldest guy to get his first job.
He gave himself his first job, and all he's had his entire life is an opinion, and now he has to be the king and have no opinion from here forward. And now lockdown lockdown. And he has to sign into Dobbstown, and don't you say a word. You sit down there and get off my lawn.
If you read my memo to Prince Charles, you're going to be shocked what I wrote in 1987.
It takes on a new meaning now, Bob.
Yeah.
You have two memos, Bob.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to give meaning to your far-learned lives. New meaning.
Chad is saying words.
Hey, Bob, I haven't heard you mention tonight that you also have your second memo to Prince Charles.
Yes.
Correct.
Which is a joke. I start talking to him, then I digress and give my whole life history and ignore him and say nothing and play him with my ridiculous fight.
There's a part in the second memo where Bob's talking about how he fucked up getting his driver's license.
Yeah, and then
an MK Ultra project. I'm an MK Ultra victim. That was the first Dallas Daily.
And guess who found out all about that and put it on the live feed right away? Alex Jones.
That's right.
Promoter.
You know what I posted today, guys, or yesterday? When Alex and I were on Mojo Radio in 2002, me and Nelson had a show, and then Alex came on, Alex and I were, during a commercial, were talking over the commercial, and I was explaining the Android meme to him. That happened on September 8th.
Wow.
I posted this fucking, it's September 8th, man. It's a fucking anniversary. With Alex Jones. In other words, I always said that I created Alex Jones. I started it, me and Bob Marshall, in the mid-80s. We were the first to do conspiracy, but comprehensively. We went over the whole range of possible thinking, all the different schools of thought. And then Alex ends up to be the end point where he tries to have an opinion. He tries to diminish it into a point of view.
Yeah. That's where Frank Zappa meets Carly Simon, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Carly Simon did one song, and Zappa did 500 songs in about eight concerts.
And they all ended, and they all began and end with the exact same notes. One had a lawnmower. One had a lawnmower in the background, or a motorboat, but they were left over there. And then the other one had a two-cycle engine trying to mock Carly Simon's success as a motorboat.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the bone of contention? Zappa puts out an album with a picture of Nova Scotia on it, and at the same time, Carly Simon's song is about vain Mick Jagger going to Nova Scotia to see the eclipse. That's what's in that song. That's the lyrics. It's all so intertwined. It's about five people. Five people are covering all history.
So far, and the day is young. The day is young.
The archetypes are flowing freely. Stapling to tether to stepping stone to mountain.
Where do you live? I live in Dobstown. Oh yes, the unsolar government. Yeah.
What is that? The felicitous culpability. That's what it's all about. Being culpable.
Uh-huh.
Sweet bad cess to you for an archetype. It's better than the 4X formula, Chet. Tight. Very tight.
This told you of the 4X formula.
Yeah.
That's the rest of it.
How they got their wealth. Anybody else got anything to say before we say goodnight to everybody? Come on. Where is Issy's voice? Is there a woman who would care to speak?
Bob Dobbs for King President. J.R.
Bob Dobbs. O'Biden to old Bobby Dobby. From O'Biden to old Bobby Dobby.
Oh, Bobby.
That's Sue Bone. Bobby. You can hear her on the boss meeting calls. You go, oh, Bobby, Bobby. And she drives around the car listening to the album. Oh, Bobby, yeah, Bobby.
So Finnegan's Wake is it's like news that stays news. It's like a Mobius strip newspaper.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You figured out how to portray it.
Happy days, y'all. Hunker down.
Happy days. Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Yes, this fight is far from over.
Much appreciation, Ion.
Okay, very good. So maybe I'll just play a little song just to break it up, all right? Okay, what do we play? Bob Marley, Natural Mystic. It won't work. He's not allowed to play. Oh, there he is. I think Ion's performance was outstanding for a dense week. Ion came up with some dense interpretations of Finnegan's Wake there. Very fine exegesis by Ion at a time when fine exegesis is required. Those are my profound words to catalyze thought among the students.